So in this Chandogya Upanishad, the first chapter which we are going to see now presents the Pratika Upasanam or Adhyasa Upasanam, wherein the Alambanam itself becomes the object of meditation, which means, okay, and here what is the Alambanam taken for meditation here? Now we know the meditator means every meditator, every individual who wants to meditate is a meditator, upasakaha. And what is the object of meditation? Object of meditation is Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means what? Knowledge manifest is Sagunam Brahma. Knowledge pure original is Nirgunam Brahma. So meditation is always on what? Sagunam Brahma, which is otherwise called Ishwaraha. And wherein definitely the meditator is different. The object of meditation is other than one's own self, because there is an Alambanam which symbolizes, stands for the Lord, Ishwara. And here the Alambanam taken for meditation in the first meditation is Omkaraha. So Pranava Upasanam, Omkara Upasanam. We should remember in Mandukya Upanishad, Omkaraha, enquiry into the meaning of Omkaraha, understanding the each component of Omkara, four components which constitute Omkaraha, Akara, Ukara, Makara, and the silence following the Omkaraha. Enquiry into the meaning of Omkara is actually as a means of arriving at the truth of a nature of the reality. There, Omkara Upasanam is for knowledge of the truth. There, Omkara Upasanam is what now? We enquire into the nature, meaning of the Omkara there. That is different. Here, in this Chandogya Upanishad, when I say Omkara Upasanam, we are not enquiring into the meaning of Omkaraha. Enquiring into the meaning of Omkara will result in the attainment of knowledge of the truth. Okay? We are enquiring into the meaning of Omkara here, but still we are using Omkara as an Alambanam for the Lord. Understand? As a pratika for the Lord. Therefore, it is not for the knowledge of the truth. Upasanam is not for the knowledge of the truth, which means Upasanam will not remove your ignorance. Upasanam is only for steadying your mind. Upasanam is a discipline taught here as a pre-preparatory discipline for knowledge, not for knowledge. Jnana yogyata nimittam upasanam natu jnanartham upasanam. In Mandukya Upanishad, Omkara artha vichara. Omkara artha vichara means what? Enquiry into the meaning of Omkara is for jnanam, jnanartham, knowledge of the truth. And here, not Omkara artha vichara, it is Omkara upasanam, meditating upon Om, invoking, having Omkara as Alambanam, meditating upon Om is for not jnana artham, but jnana yogyata, yogyata nimittam, for occurring the preparedness, the meant contemplative disposition of the mind required for knowledge. Okay. And here, the Omkara Upasanam, the first section. In the first section, the three meditations, okay, are prescribed, are discussed here. And how Omkara Upasanam is done here, it taught here. We take Omkara, the Om, the Pranava, as the one endowed with some glories. Omkara has certain some glories, glorifications. So what are the glories? Three glories are taken here. We meditate upon Omkara as the one endowed with a glory, given glory. And a glory is called what? Known as Gunaha. Suppose every time I see Jay, now I think of, now what I see him as the one, the person of, now, quiet person, calm minded. No, this I see, that calm, quiet boy. Is a good, like that, no, I see, David is a good child. This is what are gunas, okay, guna visishta. When I think of David, it's called David Upasanam. Whatness, goodness, and you know, interest in Shastram. All these gunas, no? all these are actually glories of the person. Gunas of the person, qualities of a person, characters of a person. So we say guna visishta. See, guna visishtaha means what? Calmness guna visishtaha means what? Guna visishtaha J means J who is endowed with what now? This quality of calmness. Like that. Guna visishta means one who is endowed with that particular glory, particular character, particular something admirable. Isn't it? Like the Omkara Upasama also what now? Guna visishta Omkara Upasanam. Guna visishta Omkara Upasana means meditation upon Omkara as the one endowed with a given glory. So here threefold glories of Omkara are taken and three meditations are prescribed here. So what is the glory, first glory of Omkaraha? Omkaraha is said to be the one endowed with the status of being the essential nature of everything. Omkara is the essential nature of everything here. This is the glory. So now you don't inquire into the meaning of Omkara, but you meditate upon Omkara as the one which is endowed with the status of being the essential nature of everything, enjoying the glory of being the essential nature of everything. So essential nature means what? Rasaha, Saraha. Rasaha, Saraha, all of us know worldwide. In Indian, all the Indian languages, Rasaha means juice, essence. Even in London, in English language also, Rasaha, Saraha means people definitely know it is the essence. So, essential nature. So, Rasaha means what? Essence. Rasa taraha means what? Greater essence. Rasa tamaha means what? The greatest essence. The most essential nature. Rasa tamaha. So Omkaraha rasa tamaha means what? Omkaraha, not Omkara has the rasa. Omkara is endowed with the glory of being the greatest essential nature of everything. Omkara is the essence of all the essences of everything. There's nothing which is greater essentially than Omkara. Is it clear? So, Rasatamaha, Omkara is Rasatamaha. Rasatamaha means what? Omkara is the one who is endowed with the quality or the nature or the glory of being, the essential nature of everything. So, this Rasatamatvam is the Gunaha. So, Rasatamatva Guna Visishta Omkara Upasanam is the first Upasanam. What is the first meditation? This Chandogya Upasana, I made up my mind, I am going to make you memorize things in the class itself. So, before you go. Rasatamatva Guna Visishta Omkara Upasanam means what? Nothing. Very simple. Meditation upon Omkara as the one endowed with the glory of being the essential nature of everything.
So we can learn it.
Rasatamatva Guna Visishta Omkara Upasanam. The first Upasanam. Omkara Upasanam. Don't worry, I'll be repeating it now. Only I'm starting the class, isn't it? People are used to me, they know. I repeat 100 times, 1,000 times until they feel bored. My repeating is repetition is my problem. My problem. Okay? I repeat. And I'm a teacher with the problem of repeating. Okay. Then the next one is, before we go to the next one, now you understand first one, meditation, understand all other two also. So the Upanishad now introduces the Omkara first. The first mantra of this Chandogya Upanishad, the first chapter, first section, introduces the Omkara as an alambanam, as a symbol of meditation upon, okay, the Lord. Let us read that note. Start it today. I will never start otherwise. We chant on. And I told you, and because this Upanishad, we are not really, our focus is not on meditation, we are not going to practice these meditations. I will not do word by word meaning here. I'll see, you'll understand the content of all the 5 chapters. Quickly, I'll read the mantras, I'll tell you the meaning together. Then only in the 6th chapter, I will go word by word. Because that is where we are going to have the proper unfoldment. But don't ignore this portion. Understand what I'm teaching in English. That is enough. Okay. Read the first mantra now. Om ityetadaksharam ityetadaksharam udgitam upasita
upasita
om ityetadaksharam ityetadaksharam udgitam udgitam upasita
upasita
om iti
om iti
hyudgayati
hyudgayati
tasyopa
tasyopa
vyakhyanam
vyakhyanam
tasyopa vyakhyanam
tasyopa vyakhyanam
tasya
tasya
upavyakhyanam
upavyakhyanam.
He says om iti yetad aksharam udgitam upasita. The first mantra Upanishad introduces Omkaraha as an alambanam. So what does Upanishad say? Upasita, may you meditate upon what? Om. we meditate on Om. What is Om? Aksharam. Aksharam means what? A monosyllabic word. Aksharam is a single syllable. Om is a single syllable, a monosyllabic word. So, Om iti yetad aksharam upasita. May one meditate upon Om, the monosyllabic word, consisting of three sounds or four components, including the silence as the fourth component. But we are not inquiring into the meaning of Omkara. We are only meditating upon Omkara's glory. And here we'll see that later on. What is the glory? We'll see. And here, the Omkara is also known as Udgitaha. Udgitaha. What is Udgita? Udgita. Udgita is another name for Omkara only in Chandogya Upanishad. In Samaveda, Udgita. Udgitaha is another word, another name for Omkara Pranavaha in Samaveda. Why? Because Udgitaha means, he's going to say next, Udgayati iti Udgitaha. Udgayati means what? Sung aloud. Sung in high pitch is called Udganam. Udganam, Udgayati iti Udgitaha. So, this Omkaraha, Omkaraha, when recited in high pitch or sung in as prescribed in the Samaveda, is called what? Udgitaha. So, Udgitaha, that which is Udgita Omkara means what? Omkaraha, which is recited, sung in high pitch, aloud, is called what? Udgitaha. So, may one meditate upon the Samaveda Omkaraha. What does it mean? Nothing, Omkara only. May one meditate upon this Omkaraha, which is otherwise known as Udgitaha. This is the first sentence, nothing much there. And here, he says, why Omkara is called Udgitaha? That is said in the next sentence, Om, 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 iti hi Udgayati. Udgayati, one sings aloud, one sings in high pitch, one recites in high pitch, what? Om. Om iti om endre oruvar urakka chollugirar. That's called. So om iti hi udgayati. Therefore, Omkara is called Udgitaha. Then tasya upavyakhyanam. Tasya upavyakhyanam means here the explanation of that Omkara upasanam. We are going to see in the following. That Omkaraha, which set tunes in Samaveda, is called what? Udgitaha. And that Omkara Udgita Upasanam is going to be discussed in the following mantras. That is what is Upavyakhyanam. We are going to see the explanation or the all the discussions regarding the Omkara Upasanam in the following mantras. Tasya Omkarasya Upavyakhyanam. We are going to see the discussion regarding that Omkara taken for meditation as an alambanam. This is the meaning of the first mantra. I think I'm sure you are okay. Now, let us go to the first mantra, second mantra now. The second and so first mantra introduces the Omkara as the one known as Udgitaha, and which is taken as alambanam for meditation. The second and the third mantras present the first meditation. What are the first meditation? I told you the three meditations. All the three are what? Omkara Upasanam only. Meditation upon Omkara only. But the three meditations are and what now? Meditations on Omkara as the one endowed with threefold glories. And the first meditation is discussed in the second and the third mantra. What is the first glory of Omkara? Omkara is rasa tamatva guna visishtaha. Omkara is the one who is endowed with the greatness of being the essential nature of everything. Is it clear now? So, rasa tamatva guna visishta omkara upasanam is discussed in the second and the third mantras. Okay? Only one upasanam. Let us read that now. Now, how omkara is the essence of everything? How omkara is the rasa tamaha? The great, most essential nature of everything is omkara. How? That is what is we are going to see here. Yesham bhutanam.
Yesham bhutanam.
Prithivi rasaha.
Prithivi rasaha.
Yesham bhutanam.
Yesham bhutanam.
Prithivi rasaha.
Prithivi rasaha.
Prithivyaha.
Prithivyaha.
Apo rasaha.
Apo rasaha.
Apam.
Apam.
Oshadhayo rasaha.
Oshadhayo rasaha.
Oshadhinam.
Oshadhinam.
Purusho rasaha.
Purusho rasaha.
Purushasya.
Purushasya.
Vagrasaha.
Vagrasaha.
Vachaha.
Vachaha.
Rigrasaha.
Rigrasaha.
Richaha.
Richaha.
Samarasaha.
Samnaha.
Udgito rasaha.
Udgito rasaha.
Sa eshaha. Rasanam. Rasatamaha. Paramaha. Parardhyaha. Ashtamaha. Yade. Udgitaha.
Udgitaha.
I split it now. All the words are very well split. It says, Udgitaha means Omkaraha, you know. See, all the mantras are originally from Rigveda. The Rigveda, you know, most of the mantras of Rigveda, when they are set to music, is Samaveda. So, Omkaraha is also a word from Rigveda, where it becomes Udgitaha and set to tunes in Samaveda. That's all. Is it clear? So, here he says, Yesham bhutanam prithivi rasaha. What rasaha means? The essence. He says the prithivi, the mother earth, is the essence of all the beings here. What does it mean? Mother earth is the essence of all the beings means what? I tell you, all the nutrients from in the mother earth alone, what now, are in the form of nutrients in the body. All the beings, all the living beings, whatever nutrients all the beings, all the living beings have, they're all what? Mother earth only. Mother earth's nutrients alone are in the form of the nutrients, no, the life giving nutrients of all the living beings. To be frank, for who is the essence? What is the essence of all the living beings here? Mother Earth. Got it? The essence of the Mother Earth, obtaining in the form of all the life-giving nutrients, or in the form of what now? The living beings. For Mother Earth is the essence of all the living beings. Sarva bhutanam prithivi rasaha. Okay, this is number first rasa. Then second, prithivyaha rasaha apaha. for all the standpoint of the beings, earth is the rasaha, essence. But actually, the essence of the earth, the essence of the earth is what? Water. Why do we say that? The nutrients obtaining in the earth, they are absorbed by the water only. Water absorbs all the nutrients, isn't it? Therefore, the essence of the earth is what? Water. You're getting, isn't it? Even though you're not practicing meditation, it makes you think a lot. Essence of the earth is what? Water. How do we say that? How do you extract the essence from the earth? Only through water. Isn't it? Therefore, we say, Prithivyaha rasaha apaha. The essence of the earth is contained in the water. Is what now? Therefore, it is water. The next we say, Apam oshadhayo rasaha. The essence of the plants. Oshadhihi, herb, a plant is called oshadhihi. Oshadhayaha means what? These innumerable, countless forms of the plant which constitutes the vegetation kingdom. Isn't it? Is what now? We say the entire plant kingdom is the essence of the water. Why? Because the essence, the nutrients of the earth absorbed by the water, and that essence, that water, is it? The essence of the water absorbed by the earth, absorbed by the water alone, later on, man in the form of the plants. So what are the plants now? All the plants are actually essence of the water, the nutrient water. The water containing nutrients alone become what? The essence of all the plants. If the plants become the essence of the water. Because plants have their life where? All the plants carry the essence of the water. So what one of the essence of the water is what? All the nutrients absorbed by the water are there. Where are they? In the form of the plants. Therefore, the essence of the plants become the essence of the water. Hope you got it. Is it clear? We are saying differently. Now next. Apam means of the waters. Oshadayaha rasaha. Then, Oshadhinam purusho rasaha. Of all the plants, of all the plants, the essence of all the plants, the human being, Purushaha means a human being here. You can say all the living beings, in fact, especially a human being, is what? Born of the, is it? Essence of food, sustained by food, that? Therefore, the human being is what? The product of the essence of the oshadaya, herbs. Therefore, the essence of the plants is who now? A human being. All the living beings in general, but here, especially a human being. So, who is the rasaha, essence of all the plants? Human being. Purushaha rasaha. Now, how many rasas have you come across? Prithivi rasaha, Apaha rasaha, Oshadayaha rasaha, now Purushaha rasaha, fourth rasa. Fourth essence is a human being. Now, the next we see, Purushasya vagrasaha. The essence of a human being is his communicative skill in terms of speech, the capacity to communicate. How do we say that? My God, the human being, as you would know, all the knowledge has to manifest only in the thoughts, in the form of thoughts in the mind. The manifest knowledge alone gets expressed in the form of words. Beautiful, isn't it? What is a word? What is a vag? A word is expression of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, which is manifestation of knowledge, which is the essence of human being, isn't it? But vag is what? The vag is vag, the speech, because only through communication, isn't it, you express all your thoughts, and which alone distinguishes from all the living beings. No living being in the world is capable of talking. Imagine, the dog can bark, the cat can mew. They can do all those things, but poor, they can never communicate. Isn't it amazing? This is speech. You don't really think. The speech is amazing thing, because it's expression of knowledge. That's why Shabda Brahma, we say that word is, I'm not talking about that meaningless words, I'm talking about the anything we convey, any speech we convey, our expression of words is what? Word is an expression of thought, a means of communication. Is it? An expression of thought means thought is a what? The manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, speech is the essence of the human beings. Hope you appreciate it. It's a very beautiful thing. Even though we are not meditating upon it, but still, a lot of things. Then, rasaha, vachaha, rigrasaha, of all the words which are expressions of, you know, the means of communication of the knowledge manifest in the human mind, of all the words, the essence of all the words is Rigveda mantras. Rigveda mantra, vachaha rig rasaha. Rig means what? Rigvedaha. Rigvedaha means what? The mantras of Rigveda becomes the essence of all the words. I can really elaborate on that later on. So something very beautiful he is saying here. Now, that Rigveda mantras set to tunes is what? Music is what? Samaveda. Therefore, Samaveda is the essence of Rig mantra. Samaveda mantras are the essence of the Rigveda mantras. Now, finally, what is the eighth rasaha? Ashtamaha rasaha, the eighth one. What is the essence of the Samaveda mantras? Udgitaha. Omkaraha. So Omkara is the essence of the Samaveda mantras, which is the essence of the Rigveda mantras, and which are the essence of the words coming out of the human mouth, human being's mouth, and the human being, which who is the essence of the all the entire vegetation, kingdom of vegetation, and we say all the vegetation are essence of the water is essence of Prithvi, and Prithvi is essence of all the beings. Therefore, Ashtamaha, Paramaha, the most exalted. Omkara is what now? Paramaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Paramatma Pratikatvat. Because this Omkara is the sound symbol of the Lord, the whole, it is the exalted one. Paramaha, para ardhyaha. Again, para ardhyaha means something worship, you know, it's exalted. And para ardhyaha, ashtamaha. It is the eighth. It comes as the eighth one here, eighth aspect here. Therefore, what now? Omkara is the essence of everything here. Essence of the essence of everything. Therefore, not simply rasaha, not rasa taraha, it is the rasa tamaha. Understand? Therefore, Omkara is what now? Omkara has this greatness. Omkara has this glory of being the essence of all the essence of the essence of everything here. Therefore, that is the gunaha. You're only seeing why Omkara is, how Omkara is endowed with the rasatamatva gunaha. We are meditating. We are not practicing meditation, only understand the meaning of these words. Just to see how prescribes. Therefore, what now? Samnaha. So, rig rasaha, richaha, sama rasaha, samnaha, udgitaha, rasaha. The essence of sama mantras is what? Omkaraha. And he says, therefore, saha, yeshaha, rasanam, rasatamaha. And that omkaraha, which is set to, Rigveda omkaraha, set to tunes as a udgitaha, samaveda omkaraha is rasanam rasatamaha, the greatest essence of all the essence of everything. And paramaha parardhyaha. Paramaha means because parardhyaha means what? Parardhyaha means which enjoys the status of being the Lord, the whole. So first I said paramaha means it is the most exalted. Why? Because it is a sound symbol of the Lord. And parardhyaha means it is what? It enjoys the status of being the Lord. Parardhyaha. Same meaning, almost the same. Then ashtamaha, it comes in this order as the eighth one. And this udgitaha, when you count the number from prithvi, omkara the eighth now. Okay, this is the udgitaha. Now what is udgitaha? Udgitaha is another name for omkara only in samaveda, not elsewhere. This is the first upasanam. It's called what? Rasa tamatva guna visishta omkara upasanam. Now, in the fourth, I'm not going to do, don't be frightened, I won't delay you. Fourth to the seventh, in four mantras, next upasanam will be discussed. What is second upasanam in four mantras? Apti guna visishta upasanam. Apti guna visishta omkara udgita upasanam. I tell you, apti guna visishta omkara upasanam. Now, aptihi means what? Aptihi means attainment. Aptihi means attainment. Now, omkaraha is set, omkaraha here is looked upon as the one endowed with the greatness of glory of being the means of attainment of artha kama dharma ends. Omkara has the glory of being the means of accomplishment of all other material ends in terms of artha kama dharma. See, we need artha kama dharma also. Isn't it? For what? We need artha kama dharma, everything. For what? Moksha. Ultimately for jnanam, we need jnanam, only we need. But for jnanam, to live the life, we need artha kama dharma also. Therefore, artha kama dharmas can be accomplished. So, omkara serves as a means of accomplishment of artha kama dharmas. Therefore, omkara has the glory of what now? Being the means of accomplishing the artha kama dharmas. Therefore, omkara is called what now? Adavikindravar, apaita. Apayita means one who helps you accomplish your ends. One who serves as a means of accomplishment of Artha Kama Dharmas. Therefore, Omkara is what? Apti Guna Visishta Omkara Upasanam. Meditating upon Om as the one which has the glory of being the means of accomplishing the Artha Kama Dharmas. The second Upasanam, it is discussed where in next to four mantras. Fourth to the seventh. Fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh. Only one Upasanam. So the first section discusses only three Upasanams. We have seen one. Okay, we have read the first Upasanam. What is first Upasanam? We have understood now. Hearing the Omkara, what is the glory of Upasanam? We are practicing, understood it. The second now, the second is the beauty is, we also understand the greatness of the Grihastha Ashrama in this context, it's a byproduct, it's not the main thing. Okay, why? See, in performing rituals, we have one, there are certain lot of rituals prescribed for performance. Once you perform the rituals, and then performing all the rituals, there is Udgita, Omkara, there is no ritual which is performed without reciting, chanting Omkara. Therefore, the ritual becomes, the performance, performed ritual becomes effective, productive, yielding only when it is performed with the recitation of mantras with Omkara. Somehow, therefore, all the results you reap, you enjoy by performing the rituals is because of what now? Reciting Omkara in performing the rituals. Your Omkara serves as a means of fulfilling your wishes and desires. We apti guna visishta Omkara upasana, which we say here. And here, how here, see, in to understand Upasanam, we should have an imaginative mind. Our rishis had highly imaginative mind, at the same time sharpest intellect also. To understand Upasanams, we need imaginative mind. To appreciate Vedantic teaching, you need sharp intellect. Usually they don't go together. Where there is imaginative mind, people will not be very intellectually sharp. And where intellectual sharpness is there, they won't be interested in imaginations, they won't be. But rishis had where the combinations of both, imaginative power, at the same time intellectual sharpness, they had both. So here you have to imagine, lot of imagination. What I'm going to say before even entering into the mantra, I tell you, it is like a story I'll tell you, and with this I'll stop the class. See, in performing rituals, when Omkara is recited, I say, and this Omkaraha, a Samaveda Omkaraha, when you take it, it's Omkara is what now? Om is from Rigveda. The Omkara set to tunes is what? Udgita, Samaveda Omkara. Therefore, Omkara serves as a meeting point. Okay? Or a locus of wedding. It's such a locus, a wedding place of two mantras. Two. Omkara serves as a locus of marriage between Rigveda mantras and Samaveda mantras. Okay, and how do you understand this? Rigveda Omkara, Om from Rigveda is what? A word. A word means what? It is born of, word is born of organ of speech. Born through the organ of speech. Which means, word, walk is a feminine gender word. Walk is a feminine gender word. Therefore, walk is like a female person. And when they to sing in music needs what? Good breathing power. One must have that high breath control. Only you can sing, especially classical music. You had to all up, not break in between. You had break, no? I want to just show you. In alapanam, raga alapanam, when you do, you can prolong, and it doesn't go like, actually for the people, for proper musicians, the string, like a string, it should go. So it can go like, maybe we had a very good breath control. In fact, music is taught also to avoid some lung problems, issues. So you have to do the alapanam. So prana shakti, one must have very good prana shakti to be able to sing. Therefore, the sama stands for what? Prana. Vak is for, pranaha is a masculine gender word. And vak is a feminine gender word. So, vak prana sanyogaha, samsargaha. There is a marriage of vak and prana. This guy is such imaginative mind, okay? Marriage of vak and prana means what? Don't think woman and man marrying here. Marriage of vak and prana means, and what I'm saying? Therefore, and here is this Udgita, this Omkaraha is a meeting point or the locus of the marriage of vak and prana, which means the mantras of both the Vedas. It serves a crown of both the Veda mantras. Om. If you say, it is the essence of the Rig Veda mantras, essence of the Samaveda mantras. Therefore, it is a locus, it's a place where both mantras become combined, and it is the meeting point. Okay, he says Mithuna Samsargasthanam. Mithuna means a couple. Mithuna Samsargasthanam Omkara becomes. And here, in marriage also, there is a male and a female, the man and woman. Now they come to, by marriage, only through marriage they come together. Through ritual of vivaha, marriage, they come together. For what? Then to live their lives as husband and to become husband and wife, to have the status of being husband and wife, thereby they become qualified for performing rituals, and thereby to they fulfill their wishes and desires. A man and a woman come together through ritual of marriage, thereby they become husband and wife, thereby they become qualified for performing certain rituals, thereby they fulfill their desires and wishes. They fulfill their desire for pleasures also, for progeny, everything. Isn't it? Similarly, here also, this Omkara, which serves as a samsargasthanam, a meeting point of the two mantras, the vak and the prana, this Omkara also recited in the performance of rituals, what happens? Gives rise to the accomplishment of the results, fulfillment of desires, accomplishment of Arthakama dharmas as a result of performance of rituals. Therefore, vak is the glory of Omkara. Omkara is endowed with the glory of being the fulfiller, accomplisher of all your wish, fulfiller of your wishes and desires. So, Omkara serves as the means of accomplishment of our desires and wishes, in accomplishing Arthakama dharmas. Therefore, he says, Apti guna visishta Omkara upasanam. Have you got it? What is vak? Om, which is a monosyllabic word, which comes from Rig Veda, is vak. And when is it sama? The music, na given to the Omkara is not from Rig Veda, from Sama Veda. Music belongs to Sama Veda, and music requires Prana Shakti. Pranaha is a masculine gender word, therefore Pranaha is Prana Vak Prana Samsargasthanam is Omkaraha. Udgitaha, the Omkaraha, Udgitaha, Sama Omkaraha is a Samsargasthanam, is a wedding place of Vak and Prana. And this Omkaraha, recited, uttered during the performance of ritual, contributes for the fulfillment of all our wishes and desires. Your Omkara has the glory of being the means of accomplishment of all our desires in terms of Arthakama Dharmas. Therefore, Omkara is Apti Guna Visishtaha. Apti Guna Visishtaha. Now we say what now? Apti Guna Visishta Omkara Upasanam is discussed in the second, the fourth to the seventh mantra, which we'll see in the next class. I'm telling you again, we are not going to practice meditation. You'll have nice fun listening to me for stories like this for some time, but still lot of cultural aspects also will understand. You'll see the beauty of everything. In fact, you can validate the water you are practicing in your own thing in the light of this teaching. Okay? You can validate whatever you've been practicing doing. I think all of us have been doing a lot of things. Even in other cultures I'm talking about, not only Indian. You can validate. So we'll see the beauty of it later on, and we'll continue, and we'll quickly go. I'm just a little slow, and quickly finish the five chapters like this story part. Then we'll seriously, word by word, we'll start what? This sixth chapter. Only today I'm slow. I won't be reading out like this. Quickly, I read the whole paragraph. I tell you the gist of the mantra. We'll close it. We can finish it soon. But sixth onwards, we'll do proper unfoldment, which we are really interested in. We are not interested in the Upasana portion. We are interested only in sixth chapter. So Pooja Swami straight away, he does Bhashya commentary only from the sixth chapter. He doesn't need the commentary for these things.
Swami, out of the threefold glorifications of Omkara, you have now discussed only two, isn't it?
I have not read the mantras. So the first one, I discussed, I read the mantras also.
Yeah.
The second, I went to read the mantras.
Yeah.
I'll explain.
Third is still to come.
With the third, the first section will be over. Quickly. We will go quickly, very quickly, Doctor. Isn't it? So, we only relatively we mean that. You know, we know that. So I really pray to Bhagavan to bless all of you, all your family members, all your friends, all relatives, all acquaintances, all the entire society around us with really a peaceful, happy, harmonious, quite healthy life. And so may Bhagavan bless all of us with the fulfillment of all your righteous wishes. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.